So come on over here. Maybe you should stand up and bring the chair closer so that you can see. Is this going to be comfortable enough for you, Leslie? Let me unfold my legs so you can see. No, we have enough time. Well, this is a book you've never seen, I think, called What Next, Baby Bear, by Jill Murphy. Did you see that?
No. Mm-hmm. It's an axe. Baby Bear. This is the color. What is the color? Looks familiar. Looks like, I see it. That's the looks like. By
having. Okay. Then. You want to sit next to me over there? Would that be better? On the futon?
Yeah.
Alright, if we were sitting next to each other, that would be better. Bear. By Jill Murphy.
No, by Charles Dickens.
You know what? It doesn't say who illustrated it either. Oh, it does. Jill Murphy also made pictures. Can I go to the moon? Asked Baby Bear. No, you can't. Said Mrs. Bear. It's bath time. Anyway, you'd have to find a rocket first. Mm-hmm. Yeah. She always thinks about it's story time.
Even now she is.
I know. Baby Bear found a rocket in the closet under the stairs. He found something for a rocket in there. He found a space helmet on the drain board in the kitchen and a pair of space boots on the mat by his front door. Is this the rocket?
No.
Oh, no, he has it right there with him. Let's see. Oh, you're right. This is the rocket. He packed his teddy bear and some food for the journey and took off up the chimney. Can you get all this stuff up the moon? Whoosh! Out into the moon.
Fire. No.
An owl flew past. What a great rocket, he said. Where are you going? To the moon, said Baby Bear. Would you like to come too? Yes, please, said the owl. Mm-hmm. I like the owl face. Yeah, he's very funny. An airplane roared out of the clouds. Baby Bear waved, and some of the passengers waved back. On and on they flew, up and up above the clouds, past millions of stars, until at last they landed on the moon.
No, I don't think so. Oh, that's the same part of the cover.
nobody here, said Baby Bear. There are no trees, said the owl. Kind of boring, said Baby Bear.
Should we have a picnic?
What a good idea, said the owl. We better go, said Baby Bear. My bath must be ready by now. Off they went, down and down. The owl got out and flew away. Goodbye, he said. It was nice to meet you. I'm not sure if that was Baby Bear or the owl. Well, it rained and the rain dripped through Baby Bear's helmet. Well, how do you think the rain dripped through? Home went Baby Bear, back down the chimney and on to the living room carpet with a bump. Oh, he's so funny. Mrs. Bear came into the room. How did you get so dirty? She gasped as she took him into the bathroom. You look like you've been up the chimney. I have, said Baby Bear. First, I found the rocket. Then I put on my space helmet. Then I flew to the moon.
Oh, my, said Mrs. Bear, laughing. What will you think of next? Oh, we sound flat now.
That's the end. Look at that. It was a big day, huh?
Yeah,
I know it.
Ah!
And relax. Okay, next. The Very Hungry Caterpillar by Eric Carle.
No, by Charles Dickens.
Oh, yeah? Well, who's this illustration by?
By Charles Dickens, Alice Tracy.
I forgot all about this, and you were asking about it. I thought that you thought that we had this.
Do you remember it from us?
Yes, now I do. And if you don't.
Because
you know what? I bet you it's going to make a big clunky sound when it's played back.
I hope so.
Okay. Here. Do you
participate
with me?
Yeah?
Yeah,
but
remember
this? Yeah.
Okay. Now I'm going to sip a coffee and I'm going to read this to you. This is for my sister, Crystal.
You're going ahead. You can't do that.
This is the start of the beginning. Here,
look at this.
In the light of the moon, a little egg lay on a leaf.
Is that little egg right here?
And the moon smiling. And the sun is smiling.
One Sunday morning, the warm sun came up and popped. Out of the egg came, look at this, Nathaniel, a tiny and hungry caterpillar. He knows that something's coming up. Alright, Sam. I'm reading it to your toes. Come up here with me. Look at this. Alright. Okay? Now on Monday he ate through one apple, but he was still hungry. He has it. On Tuesday he ate through two pears, but he was still hungry. On Wednesday he ate through
the
three plums. Because he was so hungry. Thursday.
He ate through what? What is this?
One, three, four, eight.
Four strawberries.
But he was still hungry. On Friday, he ate through five oranges. He was still hungry.
This is it. I get all the rest of this food.
That's it. On Saturday, he ate through one piece of chocolate cake, one pickle,
one slice of Swiss cheese, one slice of salami, and one lollipop, and one piece of
cherry pie,
and one sausage, and one cupcake, and one
strawberry.
Slice of watermelon. Oh my. That night he had a stomach ache.
He had a funny night.
I don't blame him. The next day was Sunday again. The caterpillar ate one nice green leaf. After that, he felt much better. Now he wasn't hungry anymore. And he wasn't a little caterpillar anymore. He was a big, fat caterpillar. He built a small house called Cocoon all around himself. He stayed inside for more than 2 weeks. Then he nibbled a hole in the cocoon, pushed his way out, and...
What's going to happen when he comes out?
He's going to be, a weed.
No. He was a beautiful butterfly.
He was a queen.
Okay, he was a beautiful queen with butterflies.
Look,
he's... Oh, this is silly. You. It's too much today, isn't it? Too much! Just he had a big day.